Now, I saw in my dream that Christian and Hopeful went on ahead of him and kept their distance before him. But one of them, chancing to look back, saw three men join themselves to Mr. Byens. The men's names were Mr. Hold the World, Mr. Money Love, and Mr. Save All. All three had been schoolfellows with Mr. Byens, having been taught by one Mr. Gripeman, a schoolmaster in Lovegain, a market town in Coveting County in the north. This schoolmaster had taught them the art of getting, either by violence, deceit, flattery, lying, or by putting on a guise of religion. So well had these four learned his lessons that they could have each of them opened his own school in the art. Then said Mr. Moneylove to Mr. Byens,
"Who are they upon the road before us?"
"A couple of far countrymen off on a pilgrimage."
"Well, then, why do they not wait up, that we might have their good company? Are we not all on pilgrimage, and brothers bound for the same place?"
"Brothers we are indeed, but as for those two, they are so legalistic and so much in love with their own opinions that they will not keep company with any but those who agree with them."
"Oh, indeed."
"Indeed."
"Well, in all times we find that there are some who are religious overmuch. But pray tell, what were your differences?"
"Why, they, after their headstrong manner, conclude that it is their duty to press on their journey no matter what the weather, while I am all for waiting till wind and tide be favorable."
"'Tis only good sailing sense."
"So I told them."
"What else?"
"They are all for making their religion all and in all, while I am for securing to myself the comforts of life. For the Lord did tell us to abide till he come."
"Yes, indeed. And what else?"
"They are all for holding to their belief, though all the world be turned against them, but I am for religion only to the extent that it is popular to be so."
Very wise. Is that all?"
"Yes, except that they are for religion whether it be popular or when held in rags and contempt. But I am for him only when he walks in his golden slippers, in the sunshine, with the wind at his back, and with good applause."
"Aye. And hold you to that opinion, good Mr. Byens. Make hay while the sun shines, I always say."
"We must be wise as serpents. Does not God send rain and sun? And if they be fools enough to go through rain, at least let us be wise enough to take shelter till the sun come again."
"I am in full agreement."
"Did not Abraham and Solomon grow rich in religion? And did not Job say that a man should lay up gold as dust?" "Yes, of course. And if God be kind enough to bestow these blessings upon us, then 'tis sure that he expects us to be faithful stewards who will keep and enjoy them for him. Yea?"
"Yea." "Gentlemen, since we are all on pilgrimage and must needs pass the time, let me propound unto you a question."
"Say on."
"Suppose a man, say perhaps a minister or a tradesman, sees before him a good prospect of getting great gain." "But he also sees that he may not attain to it unless he appear to become very zealous over some point of religion that before meant nothing to him."
"What is your question?"
"Namely, this. May not a man use religion to attain his goals, and yet be a right honest man?"
"I will address myself to part of your question."
"Which, friend Moneylove?"
"As to the minister."
"Say on."
"If to gain a greater income, a minister must alter some of his principles, I see no reason why he cannot do this, and yet be called an honest man."
"And your reasons?"
"Well, one, his desire of riches is lawful, since the opportunity be set before him by Providence. And two, his desire will make him more studious, a better preacher, and in short, a better man, all of which is according to the mind of God."
"Ah, well said."
"And three, if a man be willing to abandon some of his most heartfelt convictions in order to be better accepted among his parish, this speaketh well of his self-denial and genial personality,
Me liketh the way thou thinkest, money love. Like it right well.
Therefore, the conclusion of the whole matter is this. A minister who exchanges a small thing, such as standards and principles, for a great, such as money, wife, and lands, should not be judged as covetous, but rather as wise and industrious. One who doth faithfully improve his talents while his lord be away.
Hear, hear, hear.
Well said, money love. Well said. And now may I answer as to the propriety of a tradesman doing the same?
By all means, hold the world. I am eager to hear.
Suppose the tradesman under consideration be just an ordinary fellow with not much prospect for advancement by mere honest labor. Then suppose that by becoming religious, he may open opportunity for working at higher wages, or getting a rich wife, or bringing in more and better customers to a shop. May this be lawfully done? Of course! And for why? Why, for the following reasons. 1. To become religious is a virtue, no matter what the motivation.
My thoughts exactly.
2. It is not unlawful to get a rich wife or more business for my shop.
Oh, certainly true.
3. The man becomes good to get that which is good from those who are good, which is good.
Hear, hear.
Therefore, to become religious to gain a good end is a good method.
Say now, thy reasonings, gentlemen, are without fault nor loophole. Let us therefore put the same question to Christian and Hopeful up yonder, and see what fools they make of themselves in their answering.
Hear, hear.
Well, who shall have the pleasure of propounding said question to the knaves?
I suppose that it be Mr. Hold the World, since they, not knowing who he is, will be the more off their guard. Will you do so for us, good sir?
Of a certain, with great pleasure.
Hail, good fellows. Wait up there.